Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with a company introduction. I am joined right now by Exploits Discovery Corp, traded on the CSE under the symbol NFLD. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Collins. Now, Mike, I wanted to bring Exploits on the show because, well, A, I'm an investor in the company, and I find your strategy focused in Newfoundland very interesting. Let's talk very much high-level strategy initially here when it comes to the company's entrance in Newfoundland. Now, there's no doubt there's been a lot of interest and new interest that has come into the general Atlantic Canada provinces, but more specifically, Newfoundland. Now, a lot of this news has been driven by some other companies that I have had on the show and some that I have not had on the show, but fact of the matter is there has been more or less a race to acquire land in Newfoundland. Exploits here, you guys already have 7 properties in Newfoundland, really an area play as you're surrounding some of the more established exploration companies and some of the exploration companies that have started to run in the area. Give us a quick little comment on the overall strategy and the entrance into Newfoundland through a fairly significant land package with 7 projects.
Okay, good morning, Corey. I guess thank you for starters for being a shareholder and also for having me on the show this morning. The Exploits Discovery Corp story is pretty interesting. We started there, I guess, in January, looking at what Newfound Gold was doing and looking at the geology and trying to decide if their discovery at the Keats Zone was real. We think it is, and we've been validated on that with the release of follow-up results there on the 27th yesterday. So fabulous results there again. We thought at the time that there was an awful lot of opportunity that was being missed on other projects. One of the guys in our office, Nick Rodway, is a Newfoundlander by birth and graduated from Mund. And we sat down with Nick and we were like, well, what do we do with it? He's like, well, I've got some claims in the area myself. And that really was our cornerstone. Nick's participation in the district to start with and also his connections with local prospectors brought in a couple cornerstone projects. And then as the winter went on, there were a number of opportunities to look at what was going on, and we just started looking at the larger play, what was available in terms of land and what was being missed by other people. And we saw, you know, the name of our company is named after the Exploits Subzone district, which is a large scale terrain that was accreted onto the side of North America many, many, many millions of years ago. And it holds a great gold endowment. And you can see from Newfound Gold's staking, they've staked essentially from the southeast on what's known as the Grub Line to the northwest, which is the Dog Bay Line, which frames the target area. And we looked at it and said, well, people have missed an awful lot of opportunity there. And we just started going and researching and picking off additional projects. At this point, people have caught up with us a bit, and we had some ground to the south that was actually staked out by Altius and then vended into Canstar. And up to the north, we've got Zante Metals moving in on the Grub Line as well, sort of, you know, pinching us in. But we've managed to, I think, get some, 7 discrete land packages. We've started work on a number of them. We're, I think, in a great position here as this story grows.
So the company is also producing a map of the area. It outlines this Exploits subzone and all the other companies and Exploits Discovery that are in this general area. I will post a link and I will actually post the image to that map. Give us a little color, though, in terms of overall land size. Is Exploits the largest landholder in Newfoundland?
Yes, actually, we are in the largest landholder in all of Newfoundland. We've got about 2,000 square kilometers of ground, none of it moose pasture, all really prospective. And we stretch, I think, over 200 kilometers through the Exploits subzone, which, if you look at the map, is about 240 kilometers from northeast to southwest. there's a dogleg of it actually that goes out to the west on the Valentine Lake structure as well, and that encompasses Marathon. So you can see there's some pretty large, well-developed gold stories in this belt.
So what drew you initially to these seven projects? Was it just because they were available? Is it past work that's been done? What enticed you to these ones?
Part of it is, well, certainly availability makes it easier, but a number of them, the core of them, we have done joint ventures with local prospectors that Nick Rodway knew, and that became sort of our pivot to saying, okay, we can see the value here, and we understand the continuation. These are large scale deep seated structures, so there's no point in claiming, you know, 15 square kilometers when you can cheaply get access to a much larger land package with the same geological model.
So what's going to be the strategy then in terms of moving these projects forward? There was a recent news release that your company is working with Goldspot to use some of their AI technology to refine targets. But when it comes to the broad strategy here of moving these projects forward, what's that going to look like?
Well, I think at some point we're going to need some help and bringing in joint venture partners, with a $25 million market cap. We can only spend so much time and money on individual packages here, but right now, you know, we're looking to do trenching and sampling on a couple of the key plays. We're doing a very innovative soil sampling program that was actually used by Great Bear Resources to discover their LP fault zone in Red Lake, which I believe has given them a market cap of over $1 billion. It's soil gas hydrocarbon testing. It sees through tills, which are transported sediments that sit on top of the bedrock, and it sees through that to mineralization in the bedrock. It doesn't always work, but it's got a pretty good track record in glacial tills, and so we're running with that. We're compiling our airborne geophysical data as well as historic soils and various programs that people have done over the years. One of the key things, I guess, is our agreement with Goldspot in that, you know, they are the discovery team for Newfound Gold. So bringing them on board gives us a window into what a successful exploration program looks like in this terrain. And above and beyond just their AI, it also sort of, you know, looking at the rocks and what type of alteration is really representative of this epizonal gold that they've been exploring for and that we are too. And that cuts our timeline down to discovery that should hopefully take a year or two off of our timelines.
Okay. So again, this is very much an area play, but you guys are still moving these projects forward in a slow and methodical manner because you don't want to just go out there and start drilling when, well, really, you can work off some of the other drill results that we are seeing, Newfound Gold being a great example of that. Now, you mentioned the market cap of the company, let's say right around $25 to $30 million Canadian. When you compare that to the market cap of Newfound Gold, which is over $400 million, there's a big disconnect there. Now, obviously, Newfound Gold, they're drilling. They have a massive amount of money that they have raised. But what can you share with us in terms of how you're viewing some of the other runs that companies have taken that are in Newfoundland and your stock that has gone up recently, but still you're a relatively small market cap for being the largest landholder in the area?
Yeah, so I think we have an opportunity to really drive value through discovery, but also as we bring other people in and do joint ventures on some of this ground, we'll be able to build our value through our you know, stockholding portfolios and things like that. That's an area that I expect to see as a real a win for us. And that model also sort of shelters the company's shareholders from a zero or one discovery or not a model, which is always kind of tough. So it gives us a little more flexibility, and it'll also give us the ability to, you know, sell other people's stock to raise cash as opposed to always going back to the market.
Yeah, fair enough. And you know what, in terms of a share structure, a little over 53 million shares outstanding, 64 million on a fully diluted basis. What insights can you give us in terms of what management holds share-wise or any other insiders or large shareholders?
Well, I think you'd see Crest as a fairly significant shareholders and joint actors. I'm actually CEO of Crest as well. Crest and myself, I think we're a little over 25%. The original founders of the predecessor company, Mariner Resources, they all have, I think about, it's a new, quite a new company. So there's probably $2.5 million in escrow there. The remaining shares, an awful lot of them, I think 10 million were our last financing. That was done to, you know, people who are very excited about what we're doing. And there's always some selling when paper comes free trading, but I think we've got some pretty loyal backers in that sense. There's a significant number of shares that were actually issued to local vendors as part of this deal. I think in the neighborhood of probably 11 million shares went out to local vendors in Newfoundland. They're all very much engaged in this for discovery. So we expect to see that we'll get pretty good holdings on these things.
So what sort of cash in the bank does the company have to continue some of the surface work and really move towards some sort of drilling, it sounds like?
Yeah, right now we've got about 2.8 in the bank. We've got budgeted around that to be doing some drilling in the spring. In a perfect world, we would see more results out of Newfound Gold. We'd see preliminary results from our company and probably do another raise to be able to do a more robust and more significant drill program in this spring or maybe early summer.
Now, Mike, can you give us a little background on yourself? It's your first time on the show. Tell us what you've done in this sector first and foremost, please.
All right. I guess my background is as a geologist. I've been working in the public market for about 15 years. My first public deal was a company called Blue Rock, and we were, I think, the only new uranium producer in the U.S. Southwest in 2008-2009. That was a rolling rock and roll experience with the subsequent crash of the uranium prices, but it was did a lot of great things there. I've worked in production historically for people like Goldcorp at the Red Lake Mine, and when the high-grade zone was put into production, I've done exploration globally, Indonesia and Mongolia and East Africa, a number of spots down through South America and the Guyanas and the U.S. Southwest and Western states. So I've covered a lot of ground. I've seen a lot of projects. I spent 5 years running an engineering office here in Vancouver for an Australian consulting company where we spent an awful lot of time doing optimization, feasibilities, and production support. So I've got a really good handle on how to find it, how to build it, and how to run it. Backing me up, I've got some solid people on the board as well, both on the market side and also our Newfoundland connections. We've got a really great guy there in St. John, Larry Short, who's sort of part of the establishment there. He does a lot of things with the government and with CBC in terms of commentary. So tried to build a diverse, you know, group behind me as well.
Okay. Just to wrap us up, in terms of news flow, it sounds like continuing to do some of the surface work, maybe looking for some JV partners. Are you guys looking at acquiring more land, or are you pretty solid with your 7 properties right now?
There's always little bits and pieces that you want. I think in the large, there won't be any large new acquisitions, but there are a few things that we'd like to add in. We think add value to what we're doing.
Okay. Well, Mike, we're going to wrap it up there. Again, I am a shareholder of Exploits Discovery Corp. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will follow up as more news hits the market. So thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, Corey. It was great talking today.